skip it, stream it, see it, binge views. It's time for binge views. Law, Grill, and Tetsy on some new releases. Don't worry about spoilers.
It is time for binge views, and if you listen to the lyrics, he hits it right on the head there. Law grilling Chad C about new releases. That's all. I don't even need to explain this every time we start, people. TM explains all the rules of the show in the lyrics of the song. For the love of God, listen to it. My name's Jim Law.
Doesn't he say don't worry about... Oh, sorry.
What?
Oh. I said, doesn't he say don't worry about spoilers as well, I think?
Yeah, we don't...
Is that what he says at the end? I've always kind of wondered. I've never really known.
Yeah, actually, I don't know what he says. He says something about spoilers, but I don't know what it is he says about it. That's Chad C. Yeah. Hi, Chad C.
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
Nothing. We're recording late on a Thursday because I had to do some shopping early this morning, and Chad C wanted to drink. What are you drinking?
Is it just a little Maker's on the rocks?
Nice.
Okay. Pretty simple. You were you shopping for that big birthday tomorrow, right?
It is big birthday tomorrow. I'm very old. Mm. And I almost puked. I didn't find anything. Didn't have a good shopping day. Wasn't great.
Well, damn it.
That's all right. But you're gonna cheer me up with a couple of reviews of a couple movies that look all right. I guess.
Yeah, well, got two of them, two new releases.
The first one that I want to talk about is called Fighting With Your Family. Now, I had mentioned last week when you brought this up, I'd seen this trailer like fucking almost a year ago in theaters, and you said it got pushed back. I can only imagine why. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this was originally supposed to come out last fall, and then they bumped it around. It is written and directed by Stephen Merchant. Mm-hmm. So it's got a nice comedic background there. It's based off of a 2012 documentary that Dwayne The Rock Johnson actually saw while he was filming one of the Fast and the Furious movies in his hotel. And so he called up Stephen Merchant and was like, yo, you should adapt to this because it's great.
Why would he call Stephen Merchant? Like, I feel like that number shouldn't be in his fucking contacts for some reason. I don't know why, where that is from.
Well, they filmed the Tooth Fairy together, right? Back in the day.
Oh, right.
Okay. So, this is Buddy. And Stephen Merchant, I've seen him on the talk show circuit this week. He's like, I'm 2 inches taller than him, so that's the one thing I have over him. So, he can suck it, pretty much. Yeah, so it's based on the WWE wrestler Paige. It is the background of her upbringing and how she became a WWE Divas champion. She comes from a family of wrestlers in England, Norwich, I believe, England. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Nate P, if I butchered that. And yeah, it's her brother and her, they're big time, like coming up. Their dream is to, they watch wrestling every week and their dream is to become this. And their dad and mom like run this promotion called like WAW or whatever. And so it's a little indie wrestling. All these wrestling fans are just like screaming right now at me. She gets a call from the WWE to come out for some tryouts, and her and her brother go, and her brother doesn't quite make the cut, but he's like, they kind of make it seem that he was the superior wrestler and it's always been his dream, and she's kind of just doing this for the family. But yeah, she gets the call to go to Florida and start training with NXT, the wrestling, like the minor league wrestling. And yeah, it's really just a feel good underdog story of this girl. She, it's pretty funny. We got Nick Frost here. We'll go through the cast here. Nick Frost, Dwayne Johnson, you've seen him in the trailer. The two scenes you've seen him in the trailer is all the more he's in this movie, but they got to throw him on the poster, get the name cred out there. Lena Headey is playing her mother. Florence Pugh is playing the title character, and Jack Lowden is her brother, who I could not stop thinking about this guy looking like Simon Pegg the entire time, like a very young Simon Pegg. Okay. Looks just like him. So yeah, that's what we're dealing with. There's really not a ton as far as plot. I mean, it's just an underdog story. She's trying to come up and be a wrestler. And yeah, there's some funny scenes with her family. They're like these crazy, just British people that are just diehard wrestling fans. They're all about it, and they get mad when you say wrestling's fake, and they say no, it's staged, but you get hurt still. And yeah, I mean, what do you got, Law? You got anything about this?
I'm still stuck on the Stephen Merchant thing. What else has he directed?
I don't really know. That's a good question. I know he did that HBO show last year, right, or a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. But as far as directing, let's pull this up. Let's get this up on the internet movie database.
I'm still wondering why that's the guy that The Rock called. He's like, hey, Stephen Merchant would be great for this. Like, I don't understand where it comes from. He's always great. You know, his show was okay. It got a little long in the tooth after a while, the same thing over and over again. But he was always great as an extra in Ricky Gervais' show. And he was amazing on the Ricky Gervais podcast. He was fucking brilliant. I love him. He's a hilarious guy.
Yeah. I mean, he did all of the British Office. That's what he directed, pretty much. I mean, yeah, it doesn't look like a lot of movies. That was not last year. It was 2014 that he was in that show. So 5 years ago. Life's Too Short, he directed that. It looks like a movie called Cemetery Junction. Yeah, it just looks like a bunch of TV shows. So
okay.
This might be his movie debut here.
All right.
Especially big budget, or not big budget, but you know, it's releasing wide. So
so Paige is trying to make the WWE in this movie.
Yes.
Is it filled with WWE superstars?
Not really. There's like a couple of cameos, like The Miz. He just walks by when they go to like one of the venues, and they're like, "Oh, it's The Miz." And I mean, The Rock is in the couple scenes. I can't. There are a couple other ones. Oh, The Big Show is in it. And Sheamus, the big Scottish guy. Yeah. I think that's really it, though, as far as that goes. And then there's like characters I think that are supposed to be playing other characters, but and of course they show, you know, the Attitude Era, the 90s and stuff on TV that they're watching, and that's why they grew up loving wrestling so much.
Right. Okay, so it's an underdog story, and I'm wondering how they go about. Usually the underdog story comes back, like, you know, you think about something like The Karate Kid and all that. There's a big climax match and all that. Now, how do they handle something like that when all the matches are kind of, like, scripted and everyone knows who's going to win before they start the match?
Yeah, they don't really... There's not a lot of that. They don't touch on the back story of them talking. It's just a matter of once she finally makes it, that's not really a spoiler for anybody. I mean, The Rock is like the big, I don't know if this actually happened. I used to love wrestling back when I was a kid. I haven't watched it in a very long time, but it seems like he's the one that he gives her the call. Like, hey, you're going to be on WWE Raw tomorrow night. And she's like, what the hell? Cause she's just been in NXT this whole time. And so then they show her kind of walking out and she gets a little stiff. But I don't know really. I don't know what they took a leeway with here and how much of this is really true and everything.
Right.
So there's definitely some stuff in there with that, but it's a movie at the same time. So this is getting a lot of love, man. People are, I think it's like 93 or 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let me check here. Jesus. Yeah, that's at 94 currently. This is all right. I mean, you've seen this before. It's just come up. I think this is for some of the, there might be some of the scenes for like the underground wrestling type shit. So some of the diehards might scoff at it. I don't know if they're going to like this movie or not.
Why? But, like, what do you mean? They're not going to like the underground?
I mean, there's just some, I had heard some things that this is not really how stuff happens. And it's mainly just for the movie. Vince Vaughn is like the coach. I totally skipped over him. Yeah, he's like the coach of them here. And he's the one who discovers them, really. And I think he's based off of a wrestler, too, because they make The Rock make mentions of him. Like, yeah, I had a match with him. He jumped off a cage and did something. So I don't know who he's actually supposed to be playing. They don't really mention that.
Right.
He's all right, though. He's Vince Vaughn. I'm not a huge Vince Vaughn fan.
Okay.
Early Wedding Crashers Vince Vaughn I like.
All right. Swingers Vince Vaughn?
Oh, yeah. Early Vince Vaughn. Right. I mean, he got to a certain point. He started making Couples Retreat and shit and just, like, phoning it in, it seems like.
Right. But. All right. Well, I don't know. I don't. My kids aren't into wrestling. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm not in that stage. Like, I was like you. Attitude Era. I was, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin was my shit. I love that era. I got back into it after when I was a kid, you know, Hogan and fucking Savage and all that shit. But I haven't been back to it since Austin stopped wrestling, basically. So I don't know. I don't think I'll ever see this.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It really is. I'm really surprised at just the universal love from the critics with this, because you have seen this movie before. It's nothing, not reinventing the wheel. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's not bad. My wife and I watched this the other night, and she was not looking forward to it. She's like, what the hell are you taking me to? And she's like, yeah, I actually liked it more than I thought. Like, there's some funny scenes for sure, but mm-hmm. Nick Frost is probably the best part, for me at least.
Right.
But yeah, it's a stream it. It's not terrible. So
okay,
I believe that's all I got.
All right, so the next one I am going to get dragged to. I'm weird with this franchise because I don't really care about it, but I always like them. We're talking about How to Train Your Dragon, by the way. Hidden World. I don't think I've ever seen one in the theater. But my kids have. They're like, either my mom takes them or my wife takes them or something. And then I have eventually, you know, because we watch it fucking 45 fucking times when it comes out, when it becomes available at home, I always like them. I like the first two a lot. But I still, I'm like, oh, this is coming out. Yeah, I guess you guys want to see it, so whatever. So am I going to enjoy this or am I going to fall asleep?
Yeah, I think you will thoroughly enjoy this.
Yes.
Yeah, man, there's a Netflix TV show for this too, right? Or something of that nature?
There was, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I have a weird relationship with this movie too. Like, I remember watching the original when it came out back in 2010, and I really liked it, but I never revisited it, and then I never saw the sequel. So this week, did a little movie homework, mm-hmm. and yeah, I watched both of them, and I really, really enjoy this. They're both really good. The animation is kind of next level for when these came out, 2010 and 2014. Mm-hmm. And then in this new one, it kind of ups it even more. I think this series is right in line with Toy Story as like my favorite animated series, like trilogy ever.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Think about it, Law. Think about it. All right, let's go through this shit. I mean, the Toy Stories, I love those. Yes, that's probably number one. Cars, fuck that. Kung Fu Panda, nah. Despicable Me's, nope. What else we got? Ice Age movies, never seen any of them. Mm-hmm. Shrek 1 and 2 are good. The rest of them, didn't give a shit about. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hotel Transylvania 3, Madagascar. I mean, as far as trilogies go, I mean, this is right up there for me.
Okay.
And that's surprising. I mean, Wreck-It Ralph, there's some coming in the pipeline, another one probably. So maybe, but at this moment, yeah, I'll say it's right behind Toy Story for me. Yeah, this is it picks up a 1 year after the second movie, mm-hmm. and Hiccup and Toothless, they're still capturing and taking all these dragons from people that are and bringing them back to their island, Burke, and it's starting to become overpopulated. So many of them that they're bringing back, and they become. There's a villain played by F. Murray Abraham. Is it Grimmel? Is his name? He's a famous dragon catcher and killer, and he's his whole thing is that he's killed all the Night Fury dragons, and he finds out that he's got this one, and so he makes it his point to seek him out and kill him. And yeah, so it pretty much goes from there. They leave the island of Burke to find the hidden world to protect these dragons from this guy, pretty much. And so they can all live in harmony, you know, humans and dragons along the way. The same cast pretty much is back here. America Ferrera, Kate Blanchett, Craig Ferguson, Jonah Hill, Christoph Plassey. And the one replacement was Justin Ruppel replaces TJ Miller as a tough nut here.
Oh, okay.
And she's doing a TJ Miller impersonation too. Ooh. It's kind of... Yeah, it's you can clearly tell it's not T.J. Miller, but he's got a little bit of the twang. Yeah. It's kind of there's like a lot deeper voice. It seems like
is this because T.J. Miller's like problems he had or something?
Kind of yeah, he's kind of blacklisted, right? No. He's not. I actually just saw him like a few weeks ago here in Kansas City. He's pretty funny, but yeah, he's from Hollywood. He's not doing a shit ton right now. Huh? Yeah. Ever since he left Silicon Valley, so I think that probably played into it here. But yeah, man, the animation is just awesome in this. The story is really good. I really enjoy this. it's a great trilogy capper to this franchise. Because yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of underrated at this point. I think everybody that watches them really enjoys these, but you just don't hear a lot of talk about this being right up there in, like, the best animation mm-hmm. trilogies and stuff of all time. Mm-hmm. The name does kind of suck, though. How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, I was writing out the article before I called you, and I was just like, this really is one of the worst fucking names for a movie.
Mm-hmm. It's not great, but at the same time, like, I don't know what else they could fucking come up with, but it's just not that great of a title. Very little kiddie. When I feel like these really aren't that kiddie, like, childish movies. Yeah, there's some, like, deaths and shit, and it's kind of some heavier material. Some scenes. Yeah, there's some goofy scenes and stuff, but yeah, I really enjoyed this, man. I was pleasantly surprised by revisiting this trilogy this week.
All right, is this supposed to be, or do they make it very clear that this is going to be the last one of these?
Yeah, I think they wrap it up pretty nicely. I don't think there's really... I mean, of course you can write another sequel, but this guy, the writer and director... I think I was reading, he originally stated in order to come back for the second one, he had it in his contract that he could do a third one and finish out the trilogy and just call it good there. So I think this is probably done. I didn't even mention, like, the Toothless. There's a female dragon by the name that they give it Light Fury. So he's chasing her, and there's a little bit of subplot with that. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of it, because the dragon dude Grimmel, he uses this thing as bait pretty much to try to capture him. So
Does he have a legit reason as to why he killed Night Furies, or is he just a dick?
No, yeah, he's just a dick. He's not a great villain. That is the one thing I'd take. There's not really a motive. He just wants to fucking kill this, and they're like, "Why are you doing this?" He's like, "I just want to fucking kill dragons." Like, okay, cool, man. So yeah, you could. He was probably the worst about it, but overall, though, I think this is pretty good.
All right, emotional. The trailer is fucking fantastic. You know, I've seen this trailer like 1,000 fucking times, but I've always thought it was really good. It's funny. It looks epic. It's got some fucking, like, you know, stand up and cheer moments it looks like it's going to have and all that. Like, is this an emotional movie? Is my daughter going to cry? Is my wife going to cry in this movie?
See, I went into this thinking that it was going to be like the saddest thing ever, because there was a bunch of early screenings for this a few weeks back. Somebody posted in the Facebook group, like, "I'm not crying, you're crying." I don't remember who that was.
Right.
So I was like, "Oh, is this one of the dragon die or something?" I'm confused. And then actually I heard some kids leaving one of the screenings. It was like, "The ending sucked." So I was convinced that, like, somebody, like, something big happens. And I don't want to spoil anything, but, like, I don't think it's super sad. There's some emotional scenes, sure, but it's not like a gut punch by any means.
All right. Where does it rank within the trilogy?
It's a good question. It's so fresh. I think it's just right up there, man. I don't know if I'd put any of these above the other. I think they're all kind of right in line with each other. I think they're all pretty good. These would probably all be like eights for me, as far as that goes. I think, yeah, Toy Story is still my favorite of the animated trilogies, but this competes with Pixar for sure for me as far as, like, animation wise and stuff. There's a scene where Toothless is, like, drawing in the sand, mm-hmm. like a branch, and the sand looks super real. Like, it's like a, it's just really well done. Hats off to the animators for sure.
What was I just going to ask? God damn it.
Fuck. Your birthday's tomorrow. You're forgetting things already. I am fucking getting old.
How is this tracking? Is this going to kill it?
Lego 2 bombed super hard. Yeah, that was crazy. 34 million, yeah. I think last I looked, this is tracking in the early 40s, so like 40 to 45 million, which is pretty decent. Lego 2 opened to 34 million. This has already made 181 million worldwide, though. It's opened everywhere else. I think U.S. might be one of the last places it opens. Because I did see that on the Facebook group as well. Somebody posted that it was opening in the UK like 3 or 4 weeks ago or something. So, but yeah, it's well on its way. So it's nice. Yeah,
you have an inside track on this type of shit. Why do some movies open in the UK before the US when the majority open in the US first?
I really, really don't. Time. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a good question. I've never really understood that shit. Because now the Marvel movies, they used to do a week before, but now they're releasing the same week usually now. Mm-hmm. So it's strange. I don't know if there's necessarily a method. Maybe to get some, I don't know, I really have to maybe get some positive buzz for the U.S. or something. But I mean, a lot of these movies bank on the overseas gross now. I mean, Alita is making money overseas. It didn't open. It opened better than expectations here, but still, it's like a $150+ million movie, and they're probably going to come out a little bit ahead, but enough to make another one. I don't know. So, I don't know. It's a good question. Very strange.
All right. So this is a definite see it.
Yeah, definitely. If you like the first two, there's no way I can't see you not enjoying this. There's it's the same thing, the same characters. It's great. I really enjoyed it.
All right. I didn't want this to be my birthday movie, but it might have to be.
Yeah, it's not. We've got a little bit of a lull here until Captain Marvel. So.
Yeah. What's that? March 8th.
March 8th. 2 weeks.
Okay.
So.
So what's next week then?
So next week we might not have a show. I may get back to you because as of right now, Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral, which I'm masochistic, but I'm not that masochistic. I'm not watching that shit. I've never seen any of those movies. Mm-hmm. And then Greta comes out. It's a Focus Features movie. Mm-hmm. So if that is all, then there's not really anything going limited either. So we may, I may just call into the Benchcast and review that.
All right.
If that's the case. So we may have a little break. But then Captain Marvel's the only thing that following week. So I think we can get a full show out of that, though.
All right.
It's a big one.
All right. Well, then, yeah, let's just wait till then. Speaking of Alita, and because I won't be on the Bingecast this week, I did see a couple of movies you reviewed last week.
Oh, snap.
Happy Death Day 2 and Alita. I saw both of those this week. Happy Death Day 2, I don't know, man. It... A little too Quantum Leap for me. Like, I just, you know what I mean? It got too sci-fi and,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I laughed as much as most people. Like, you were saying it was a lot of comedy and I don't know. I just didn't like it as much as the first one. But.
See, yeah.
And you I know what you mean. I know what you said. When you said it last week, you said it made it the first one a little bit better. And I could see that if you didn't like the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But, No, I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say. I do like the twists that they do. Like, the more I thought about it afterwards, the way they made, like, I don't want to spoil it or anything, but they made certain characters who were evil in the first one, good in the second one. Like, I like that. It's just that the thing with that fucking, the proton fucking thing and all that, like, kept going back to that room, and that took me away from the... You know, the original plot line, and it was just a little tiring for me, but it was okay. It was all right.
Yeah, that's why I did like it, though, just because it was just so, it got so campy and just ridiculous, and like, I mean, I can definitely see. That's what I think. I even said that people that like the first one may not like this because of that, but I was the opposite, so I get
And then Alita. Alita was fun. It had a couple really good scenes. Like that fucking, the fuck is the sport called? It's not roller. I kept calling it rollerball, but it's not.
Yeah, that's what I've been calling it. I can't remember the name.
I called it that. My son corrected me. I was like, oh yeah, that's another movie. He's like, oh, what's that movie? I'm like, fuck that movie. We're not seeing that movie. what the fuck it's called? I don't know. But that the fight during that fucking contest, the fucking roll. What the fuck was it? Rollerball.
Yeah, let's call it rollerball. Just
that rollerball. Was fucking amazing. Like, I loved that fucking scene. I thought it was fantastic. You know, in the back of the mind, I kept thinking, oh, Chetsy, so there's no plot. And I'm not going to say you ruined the movie for me, but I was waiting for them to prove you wrong, but they never really did. You know what I mean? It's just like trying to figure out who she is, and you kind of figure out who she is early, and you're just like, okay, well, now what? And then I don't know.
It really did just seem like one big setup for like future movies, though. That's why I was just annoyed by it, because I mean, it was absolute. The visuals were awesome. Like, I had no complaints with that. It's just, I don't know. I don't know. And then her love interest he was so awful.
He was awful, and he's the worst part of the movie, because I was thinking near the end, like, his whole plot line is trying to get up to the city in the sky or whatever. And then at the end, he's just walking up the pipe. Like, why did you just fucking do that in the first place if that's all it takes? Like, what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just frustrating. That guy was awful. I don't like his sideburns. Like, it fucking annoyed me.
No.
But, my kids were fucking annoyed, too, at the end, because I'm like, well, they're setting it up for a sequel. And they're like, well, what do you mean? This is a movie. Like, have an ending to the movie. And I was like, you're right. You're fucking right. You're 12 and you're right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, those are pretty much all my problems with it. So yeah. What can you do? What can you do?
All right. Well, then a couple weeks, we will be talking about Captain Marvel, hopefully. And I look forward to it.
Absolutely, man. I can't wait.
All right, buddy.
All right. See ya.